An example of a counterpower is Sea Shepherd, which is very well known in Australia. They operate all over the world in international waters, but also frequent very much Australian harbours and Australian waters. They take the place of the governments who refuse to protect the whales that are being hunted by Japanese whaling vessels. In that sense, you could say that the Sea Shepherd counters the power of both the Japanese whaling vessels, who would hold it if they weren't present, but also the governments who refuse to protect the whales and uphold international law. So I think the importance of this movement cannot be overlooked, because they play a very big part, and they have a very real influence over what happens at the end of each whaling season. On the other hand, another counter-power movement was the Occupy Wall Street movement. I would question the success of this. It did seem to last for quite a long time, but what was the actual outcome? Has there been any lasting effect of the disruption to capital cities and to financial markets and to businesses? Because at the end of the day, it seems as if it was just something that was a spur-of-the-moment gathering by some people who wanted to be involved in the latest action of the day, but beyond that, I'm not sure that it had any real influence.